I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on January 6th, 2020. A free software pioneer has walked away from the open source initiative. Bruce Perens, who jointly founded the OSI with Eric Raymond in 1998, has decided to leave the organization following a disagreement about the approval process for a new open source software license. While Perens objected to aspects of the license that he claimed would make it incompatible with the goals of free software, the trigger for his departure seems as much to have been what he perceived as backroom maneuvering during the approval process as the actual license text itself. Perens also expressed his unhappiness at the current composition of the OSI board, which he believes changed for the worse after an influx of new voting members several years ago. But Perens claimed that over time, these new members have been stuffing the ballot box to alter the board's composition was met with skepticism by Patrick Mason, the general manager of the Open Source Initiative. The team behind Telegram has announced that the crypto wallet won't be integrated into its messaging app, at least for now. While Telegram is still embroiled in a disagreement with the SEC over whether its soon-to-be-launched cryptocurrency is a security or not, the project has published an update for potential users of its TUN blockchain. And among other details about the status of the project, Telegram has clarified that it will initially only release a standalone wallet application for its Gram cryptocurrency without any links to its messenger service at all. While Telegram holds out hope for a more integrated experience in the future, the project does acknowledge that whether this ever comes to pass or not will depend on the legal situation at the time. While trade relations between the U.S. and China are still faltering, the new year saw Baidu launch their own blockchain as a service offering. It's dubbed Superchain, it's Baidu's new open-source blockchain platform, and it's clearly initially aimed at its domestic market, with very little media reporting or documentation available in English at all. The platform appears to offer more flexible cloud hosting solutions for companies looking to easily roll out blockchain-enabled applications. And it features a billing model based on usage, similar to what we're used to seeing when provisioning compute resources from Google or Amazon Web Services. And Huawei also rang in the new year with a major announcement, as it's officially released the open source code of its OpenEuler operating system. Originally based on CentOS, OpenEuler is the FOSS version of Huawei's Enterprise Linux operating system. And, as well as opening the code, 64-bit ISO images of the OS are now available for anyone to download and try. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/74. We'll be back tomorrow.